Okay. All right. Our final speaker here before lunch is Johnny Etches. He's giving us a talk on the Liber SSL, and I guess I'll let him introduce himself.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Giovanni Becchis from, I live in Italy, where I have a software house. We do web development and security audit, code auditing. I'm an OpenBSD developer, and today I'll talk about Liber SSL, which is the OpenSSL fork. All the story started in April 2014 with a Heartbleed bug, which covers a lot of open source projects, commercial projects, something like 70% of HTTPS server were running OpenSSL with the Heartbleed extension enabled, because it was enabled by default, and at least Cisco, Fortinet, Oracle, Siemens, and a lot of other vendors were affected by this bug, and a lot of open source projects as well. The bug was introduced in December 2011 and fixed on April 2014, which is a very long time for a security bug. And the one of the big problems was this exploitation of this bug. It doesn't leave any trace, so you cannot know if if you are being attacked or not. The attacker can dump till 64 kilobytes of memory near the SSL heartbeat of the attacked machine. It can be repeated as many times as you want, and the memory stolen could reveal any kind of data, which should be protected by the TLS session. So passwords, credit card numbers, and everything. So when the Heartbleed happened, the OpenBSD team started to think what we should do. And we started thinking if we should fix and audit the OpenSSL or fork. And we decided to fork, as you already know, for several reasons. One of them is that the code is very complicated, very complex and intricate as well. Now with latest releases of OpenSSL, a lot of things changes. In 2014, the two developers of OpenSSL were interested to add features in OpenSSL instead of fixing all the bugs that were in their bug track. Fixes there were a lot of difficulties to merge fixes upstream. There were some fixes created by a lot of vendors, but there were in their bug track there were a lot of bugs posted. There were fixes as well in our bug tracker. They were correct. It was only the what was needed to use. It was only time to check the bug tracker and check the patches and committed. The main reason was not for which we decided to fork was not Heartbleed. I think the malloc code was one of the main reasons, because we started auditing OpenSSL and we found that the OpenSSL doesn't use directly malloc. It uses its own set of functions, and the malloc replacement used in OpenSSL internals doesn't freeze memories. because it uses little recycling. So some tools like Valgrind or Coverity cannot spot user-free problems. It included a debugger lock that sent private info to locked files, and there was the ability to replace the malloc or the free functions at runtime. This is very useful for debugging purposes, but it could be a security application in real-time environments. So, what's wrong with the OpenSSL code, or what was wrong? Because as Tim stated, several things has changed from OPRI 2014 to now. A lot of OpenSSL header files are public, so some software from vendors or from open source projects uses some function calls that should be kept private, and they shouldn't be used in that way. It's developed using OpenSSLC. There's no malloc, there's no free. You should use BIO free, there's no strdap. You should use BIO strdap. And all this, because BIO free doesn't free. BIO strdap calls strdap more or less similar than the libc counterparts. And one of the things is that a lot of strange, a lot of compile options, some of them is a bit strange, like for example, exists an old ASN1 and no ASN1 old, which does two different things. This is one of the main things. This code is also in 102H. And we do think that this function shouldn't be committed or should be fixed. Because if it does the comment sbox, don't use it, well, don't use it. One other thing is that the way OpenSSL does portability. They decided to put a lot of if-def of preprocessors in their code, and to add some workaround in the code for bugs of operating system or compilers as well. For example, they doesn't use the getOS main name call to transform an IP address in a data structure, but they use getOS by name with the upper G, because there was a bug in I think Visual C++ 1.40 or something like that that prevent DNS caching. So they do DNS caching in their function call, and then they call getOS by name, which does DNS caching. And we do think that if the bug is not in your code, but it's in compiler or in an operating system, it shouldn't be fixed in your code, but it's up to upstream to fix their bugs. As far as LibSSL, it's a very young project, because development started in April 2014. Just after the Arblitz bug. It's mostly developed by the OpenBSD team. There are around 4 or 5 core developers and some other OpenBSD hackers that send patches. It's forked from OpenSSL 101G. Then we backported security fixes done by the OpenSSL team. The reasons to fork was that OpenSSL is, well, it's de facto standard and is widely used by quite everybody. And we do want it an SSL library that could work on the OpenBSD operating system, which had third-party software, and the third-party software is something like 9,000 different software from Nginx to Apache to Postfix, etc. So if you changing the SSL library and switching to another different library would be changing Apache, changing Nginx, changing Postfix, and this is completely crazy and complex thing to do. It was difficult to get the patches of live stream, so it was difficult to audit OpenSSL, then send patches upstream, and in the next version of OpenSSL, be sure that our patches will be applied. And well, other TLS libraries are not much better in case of security NSS. For example, I've got 3TB this year. This is because of the complexity of crypto, the complexity of TLS protocol, and all the stuff. The main goals of LibreSSL world is to preserve API and ABI compatibility with OpenSSL. This is kind of true, more or less, because at the moment we do not support the new API introducing in head in 1.0.2. And we'll start thinking about implemented if we will implement it or not. At the moment, from the open source software, Node is one of the using the new OpenSSL API. All the other software are still using the old traditional classic API. We do want to bring more people into working with Codebase, and to do something like this, we one of the first things we have done is apply KNF, which is a kernel normal form, which is the style in which we develop all source files in OpenBSD. So the indentation of the C files, that it's a way to let the files look more readable, and remove a lot of if-def in the code. This is because there were a lot of if-def in the code, and they were mostly used to support FIPS and to support lot of operating systems. Fix bugs as soon as possible, then add more features. And do portability, well, the right way, this is how we do portability with OpenSSH, that, well, it cannot work. Main differences is that LibreSSL is around 90,000 lines of code less, with more or less same functionalities. We do not support VMS, MS-DOS or macOS 9, because we do think that you cannot do something security related that's running on VMS or Microsoft MS-DOS. It's not OpenSSL the problem, it's the operating system that cannot do security in 2016. We do not have FIPS support. This is mainly because the main developers are from Australia, from Europe, from Canada. There's just one developer from America, and we do not have fundings nor capabilities to add support, feed support. We have different set of ciphers. We removed from first days all ciphers like MD2, MD5, SRP, and so on, and we added from the beginning CHA-CHA20, PORT 1305 that now has been added to OpenSSL as well. We changed all BIO functions, so BIO free now just has a one-line function that returns free. BIO stirred up just return stirred up and so on. And we added some function that are specific for OpenBSD, which is, for example, realloc array, which is used instead of malloc where there's a multiplication, because the multiplication itself could overflow. ART for random is another function that has been added, for example, to do random the right way and to be able to use a good RNG generator in all operating systems. We have removed from the OpenSSL binary SSLv3 support and Dynamic Engine. Dynamic Engine loading support has been removed because mainly because those Dynamic Engine doesn't work. There are no drivers for OpenBSD, so the software cannot be tested. OpenSSL can pass environment variables to the environment hash in configuration files. This is used, for example, in EasyOS Array, RSA, that's used to create certificates for OpenVPN, for example. OpenSSL does the portability with the use and also the abuse of internal functions that behaves more or less like standard libc, like getOS by name, or with use, for example, of lot of if def and if not def. In the code, with the started audit, there were a function call where there were like 17 indentation of if def, if not def, if not def, if def, etc., etc. So the code was not that easy to read. And it supports many combinations of operating system and compilers. This is mainly because of FIPS support and because they do want to support very old operating system like Windows 95, MS-DOS, DMS, and so on. As far the portability in LibreSSL, we started with the same approach we used for ESA in OpenSSH. So we assume the developer in one target OS, which is OpenBSD in our case, and we code with the standards we use for the OpenBSD operating system. We build and maintain code using modern C with as less of workarounds as possible. And we provide portability code only to provide functions that other operating system doesn't provide. We have a portability stack which includes ART for random, realloc array, and some other functions that are not provided by some other operating system like Linux does, for example. Do not re-implement libc. Libcs, they are just to be used. And put as few if tests as possible in the code. Some of them are, you have to manage, you have to use it to, cause it will be too complex to do it in another way. Then we developed a libTLS API, which is a new API which is far more easy than OpenSSL. We switched some of our software, like the FTP client or NTPD, to use our new API. This is an example. So we removed a bunch of code, and we changed it with two lines code. Because, for example, the verify of the SSL certificates is not no more optional, and it's done in the internals of the library. So it's just over TLS config, TLS connect socket, and some other lines of code, and all the program is far less complex. The main problem with that is that you have to change your code to adapt it to a new API. I think that's all. If you get any questions. Yep. Yeah.
My understanding that the original developers of LibreSSL had pretty hard stance against putting in FIPS patches into LibreSSL, but you seem to mention that one of the future goals for LibreSSL is to make it FIPS compliant. Is that correct?
Well, we do not add FIPS support mainly because me and other developers doesn't understand very well all FIPS standards.
That's not what my understanding was. It seemed, at least I'd seen one of the talks by two of the developers of LibreSSL, I forget their names, they had an active aversion to FIPS, it seems.
Yeah.
So the question is there a future goal to add FIPS, or is that off the table?
At the moment, we are checking if it's if it could be possible in the future to add FIPS support.
Without FIPS support for commercial vendors, the uptake becomes...
Yeah, mainly in the future. Also, OpenSSL is rewriting FIPS support, so could be possible to grab some of their code and integrate it into LibreSSL in the future.
Okay, thank you.
One running question.
From Oracle. Yeah. You mentioned that you forked from 1.0.1.g. And with all the stuff like Tim was talking about with 1.1, OpenSSL 1.1, are there any plans to refork from there so that you can remain ABI, API compatible? Because presumably
we are internally talking about deciding to backporting the new API and so on.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay, thank you. And as most of you probably realize, that